So .org. What are all the domain names? Possible domain. .org, .com, .gov, .net.
.tv.
.edu, absolutely. It turns out that pretty soon you're not going to be able to count all the domain names on one hand. That's because the global body that actually coordinates internet names has said pretty soon companies can apply for their own personalized domain names.
It means that whether you're in China or Singapore, you could have top-level domains in those scripts, as well as new terms that might be in Latin scripts. So it opens up the right of the dot. So when you think .com, .net, now think .open to new things, to new ideas.
We'll see if somebody buys .open to new things. That's Rod Beckstrom of ICANN. ICANN is the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. Joining us now, the BBC's business reporter, Mariko Oi, who has more details from Singapore, where ICANN met. Good morning, Mariko.
Good morning.
So how much exactly are these domain names going to cost? How difficult is it going to be to get one?
It is very pricey, actually. It's going to cost you $185,000 just to apply. And then you also have to have a pretty legitimate reason to the name that you're buying. So it's not an easy process, but nevertheless, for companies which have been calling for this change, it is a victory.
But you say that you have to justify it. That means that they're going to be sifting through and making sure that nothing obscene or questionable gets through, right?
Indeed, I just spoke to a spokesperson from the ICANN, and he was saying that even though the price tag is rather pricey, it is spent on making sure that there's nothing which would confuse internet users, because there have been a lot of arguments against this change that it can confuse users, but they say that this money is going to be spent on making sure that that's not going to happen.
And ICANN, what I was saying, this corporation for assigned names and numbers, they are ICANN.org, I should say. This is just who are these people, these international group that makes these decisions?
Indeed, it is a global body which oversees the names for internet. It's a non-profit organization, so they emphasize that the money is not going to be used as profit for the body. So it is going to be used to make sure that internet users won't get confused because of this change. It is not going to happen anytime that soon. The applications will start in January until April, and they say that those new names, new domain names, will likely to start appearing in December next year.
I mean, all dictatorships describe themselves as a nonprofit organization that use their monies for the benefit of all. I mean, it seems like 100 years from now, we're going to be talking about the overthrow of the ICANN global body, which held us all in check on domain names for decades.
Well, it does seem rather pricey just to make sure. But analysts say that this is the price that global giants are willing to pay, because at the moment, anyone can register to have a website. So I was a bit curious and I went to bbc.org, bbc.net, and it takes you to actually Big Blue and Cousins. So it has nothing to do with the British Broadcasting Corporation. So for global companies which want to make sure that customers are getting to the right website, to their own website, this is a very easy way to make sure that customers are using the right website.
It's going to be a little bit more difficult to remember all of those domain names, though. That's Mariko Oi. She's the business reporter for the BBC. She's reporting from Singapore. That is where ICANN met, and that is where ICANN said you can pick your own domain name and pay for it if you've got $185,000 in cash lying around. Thank you so much, Mariko.
You're welcome.